Thank you, Heather. Do you see how important it is to know who you are in Christ? It doesn't matter what you're struggling with in life, what you encounter. God says, when you know who you are as my child, the truth shall set you free, and you'll be free indeed. That's why it's so important that we as a church family come together. We offer our life groups, walking through our identity in Christ. If you're not a part of one, I want to strongly encourage you, get involved in a life group that we're walking through our identity in Christ. Learn what it means. We have resources in our office, devotionals, books, DVDs that will help you as you walk through life to replace the lies, drive them out of your life, and replace them with truth of knowing who you are in Christ. It changes everything. When you know who you are and who God is, it changes everything in your life. Will you pray with me? This morning, as we have come together, and you've heard words of truth, I suspect that even as you heard them, there was pushback in your own heart and mind. That can't be true of me. I'm not sure I can accept that. This morning, will you choose to believe? But as you do so, I want you to know the first step of knowing that you belong to God and that you're His child means to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And maybe you're here this morning, you've never personally invited Jesus Christ into your life. You've never personally asked Him to be your Savior who died on the cross for your sins. It means being honest before God, saying, God, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner before a holy God, and I do not deserve your forgiveness. I know there are things in my life that qualify me as a full-blown sinner. And so I need your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. That's the first step. Would you do that this morning if you're not sure where you're at with God in your relationship? Would you come to Him right now and say, Lord Jesus, I need your forgiveness. I know that I'm not worthy of that forgiveness. And Lord, I know there's nothing I can do, but I accept your forgiveness because of your free offer to me through your grace. I ask you to forgive me my sins and come into my life. Seal me with the Holy Spirit that I would belong to you and my future destiny is secure in you. This morning, would you trust Christ and make Him your own? Father, as we leave from here today, I thank you for Heather's powerful testimony that was clearly an answer to prayer. You brought beauty out of the ashes. And Lord, not only have you blessed her life, you've blessed our lives. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to do that. Change us. Change us, Lord, in knowing that we are truly your children and living accordingly. Thank you, Jesus. We pray these things in your strong name. And all of God's people said, amen.
If you'd like to stand and sing with us, our final song is, Oh, How He Loves You and Me.
Oh, how he loves.